Welcome into the new look 3 and Out. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. This year for 2017, 3 and Out is going to be a bit different. Three big ideas. We're going to be looking at highlights from the previous game, as well as the overarching topics for this week. And of course, a big look ahead to this week's matchup, which is of course the Oakland Raiders. So let's get right into it.
Simeon on 3rd and 8, throws near side, it's bobbled and caught. Benny Fowler making the catch.
Time for first down now. We're breaking down a highlight or a couple highlights from the previous game. Our favorite plays, Eric Dalala joins me now. And Eric, I know it's hard, all right, picking a play from a loss. However, there were some bright moments for the Broncos. What stood out for you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think on 3rd and 9, when Trevor Siemian was able to find Benny Fowler along the left side, he had A.J. Gaines wrapped all over him, and Benny Fowler still stuck out his hand, stabbed the ball. Someone in the press box said, was that Odell Beckham Jr.? I think that goes a little bit too far, but Benny was able to pull it in with two hands, fall to the ground, get a 20-yard completion. The Broncos were able to decline the pass interference, and it was just an impressive play, and I think it kind of showed you what Siemian, what Fowler, what Sanders, and Thomas can all do when they're on the same page.
Benny had 2 touchdowns the first game, concussion in the second. This week, it looked like he picked things back up. How big is he going to be for the Broncos wide receiver?
Yeah, he's such an important part of the offense, I think. You've seen offensive coordinator Mike McCoy use him a lot. He's going to use a lot of different pieces, but Benny Fowler's really taken a step here, it seems like, this year. And if he can keep that going, that's going to mean big things for the offense.
Jamal Charles, the long setback, takes the handoff from Siemian. Charles still going. Charles into the end zone for the Denver touchdown.
For me, my favorite play had to be Jamal Charles' touchdown run, cutting out to the outside. Emmanuel Sanders, we heard him on Mic'd Up, said,
I tried to go block it. Jamal kept running. You made my dude miss. That's a good run.
That was big, though. That was our first time being down. To go back and answer, that's big.
How big was this for Jamal's confidence going forward, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he scored a lot of touchdowns in the past, and he was saying that it was nice to get back in there. I think he missed it a little bit. But what's impressed me most about him is you kind of would expect his agility or is able to change pace to decline a little bit because of the knee injuries. That hasn't happened at all. If he can keep doing that, C.J. Anderson and Jamal Charles are going to continue to be one of the league's best running back tandems.
So Leonard Johnson in his stead here. 1st and 10, Siemian under pressure, and he's intercepted again.
2nd down now, we are talking about the big headlines or big overarching theme coming out of last weekend. Phil Milani joining me now, and Phil, I know the big takeaway from that game, the turnovers.
Yeah, I think that if you looked at the box score of the game, you would have thought, hey, maybe the Broncos actually won this game. They had more total yards, more first downs, but the 2 turnovers by Trevor Siemian really, after the game, he even admitted, he was like, hey, I can't make those throws. I think he'd like to have those back. And the other thing, the fake punt is almost like a turnover. That didn't quite work out well. The execution wasn't quite seamless there. And that was another sort of turnover in the game, a huge momentum-changing type of play.
How do you correct stuff like that? Because I know sometimes you could just throw it up to maybe just having an off day, but how do you correct those things as you head into the next game?
Well, I think that you can look at a film, and I'm sure the Broncos have already done that. The other thing is, like, some of those mistakes are just mistakes you gotta learn, you gotta play through to learn how to do it. You know, the next time Trevor's gonna be like, I gotta get more oomph on the ball, make sure it gets out of bounds. He's gonna have to learn some of those things, because this is just his second year as a starting quarterback. He's gotta go through those learning pains. And next time he'll know, I can't make that throw.
They didn't put their best foot forward like we didn't either. And, you know, the people talk about the Redskins like they don't have good players over there. They have great players over there. Same with Buffalo. So, you know, it's going to be a good matchup. We're both coming off a little salty, so it's going to be fun this week.
All right, 3rd down now, looking ahead to this week's matchup. Ben Swanson joins me now. And, Ben, I know that the Raiders matchup, our fans love Raiders week, no matter when the Broncos play. But this one coming in week 4, it's kind of a pivot point for the Broncos in their season.
I would agree. I mean, in this division, it's one that you really don't want to get behind at all. And going into your bye week, I think it's really critical that they don't head into this one, you know, having lost 2 in a row. You really need this one to kind of get the momentum back on track, head into your bye week feeling good about yourself.
What have you seen, though, from that Raiders team that makes you say, you know what, this is a pretty good team?
Well, honestly, it kind of reminds me of that Dallas game. You've got a good young quarterback. You've got a great offensive line. You've got explosive weapons both in the backfield and on the wings. But they haven't quite shown themselves to be a dominant defense that really, you know, grinds people out. And in that case, the offense really needs to be able to step up like they get against Dallas. In which case, I think it could foreshadow a pretty good game. However, they need to execute on all those fronts to really win their matchups.
He's only in his first season, but I know we heard earlier this week, head coach Vance Joseph already knows how big Raiders week can be.
Being a Raiders, but also being a divisional opponent and having the chance to go 2-0 in a division, that's going to be huge for us. And having them at home, you know, that's always a huge deal. So it's a big week.
That'll do it for us here on 3 and Out. Special thanks to Aaron Gunning and Austin Brink behind the camera, as well as Phil Milani, Eric Dalala, and Ben Swanson. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com all week long as we head into that big Raiders matchup. But for now, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV, and we will see you next week on 3 and Out.